Locker room chats continuing here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman. We got Tyler Herbster, the Riverside boys coach, joining us for a few minutes, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. Certainly a good season to this point for the Cyclones, and played some very good basketball over the last few weeks. You know, Coach, before we dive into the Moore Hillmount Academy game from Tuesday night, obviously a team right now leading the Northeast Kansas League and the defending champs, but, you know, kind of a weird scenario for you guys last week, I should say. You had a makeup game at home against Horton last Wednesday. You guys pull out the win at home by 52-50, and then 48 hours later, you make the return trip to Horton to play them again. So you played them back-to-back nights, essentially, and picking up wins in both games. Second half, on the road at Horton on Friday. Very good defensive effort, 53-39. So I guess let's just start there. Very good team in Horton, and you guys played them in a 48-hour stretch and won both games. What was maybe the most impressive part about that stretch?
Honestly, I thought our defense, I mean, mainly in the second game, but the first game wasn't too bad either. I thought we really did a good job on focusing on making sure McAfee and Masqua didn't, you know, hurt us too much. I mean, Dante Stogel, I think, had a pretty good double-double in both games, but, you know, we really tried to focus on taking McAfee out of their game plan offensively, and we had a couple kids step up and play really hard and play aggressive. And, you know, the first game we were actually down 3 with under a minute left, and we were able to get some steals and get to the free throw line. We've shot the ball from the free throw line pretty bad all season. And the first game I think we shot 17 for 28, which isn't great, but it's actually better than what we've done all year. So really hitting some free throws at the end of the game in the first game helped us. And then the second game, same thing. Our defense was really good. Horton didn't shoot the ball near as well as they usually do. So that helped us, and we kept them off the free throw line. So, I know Horton's very capable of shooting the ball much better than they did against us. So I think we kind of got lucky there in that sense. But overall, pretty happy to get 2 wins. Horton, honestly, is one of the hardest places, I think, is to go play there in Mar Hill. So, just overall happy that we got 2 wins in a 48-hour span.
Yeah, you gave me a great stat, you know, last week about your bench production and how there's no team in the league that averages more points off the bench than you guys. And in that second game against Horton, 43 of your 53 points came from guys off the bench. Guys like Tyzel Harrington, Isaac Chenoweth had a big night, Braxton McCoy, the Benton transfer. You know, those guys coming off the bench giving you that amount of production, you just really don't see that, and that's going to be crucial coming down the stretch once we get to the postseason.
Yeah, those are 3 pretty talented basketball players we have there. And like I said, out of those guys, we're just looking for, you know, more consistency and, you know, having – they play really good when they have really good attitudes, and when the games are going well, they seem to really excel. And but like I said, I think Isaac Chenoweth in that second game had 18 points and 10 rebounds, and he was the player of the game. And like I said, once those guys, if they get in there and they're going, they usually stay in and help us win a lot of basketball games.
Well, Moore Hillmount Academy was the opponent on Tuesday night. Right now, the leader in the Northeast Kansas League. They are just such a tough out, and you guys had to go on the road there. Hung tough, but it was a 58-49 Moore Hill win. You know, what was the assessment from the game on Tuesday?
You know, they remind me a whole lot of our Bishop Ward game that we had at the beginning of the McCoff tournament, where, you know, we went into halftime and thought, you know, it wasn't so much our defense as it was our offense. You know, we just didn't put a lot of baskets in, and I thought it would have been a momentum change if we would have made some of our easier shots. And then we came out in the second half of both of those games and, like I said, played extremely well. Last night, I'm pretty sure we got down by 19 in the third quarter, and we cut it down to 40-43 with, you know, 5-6 minutes left in the fourth quarter. So we kind of picked it up there at the end of the third quarter and started to play much better, and it showed out on the court. But we've had 4 losses this year, and all 4 losses, the kids have played as hard as they possibly could, I thought, from beginning to end all the way to the buzzer. So I like the fact that our kids aren't, you know, folding or laying down in those last couple minutes of some tough games. And, you know, eventually our final game of the season, at some point in time, we're going to need that, where if we're down in the game, that our kids will be willing to continue to grind that out and try to have good possessions. But like I said, it was a Mar Hill's a good team. I think we did really good on their best player. I think he only scored one basket all night, and I think he just came off of a 39-point game versus Bishop Warden, a double overtime win. So did really good against him. Like I said, it's you know, we're aggressive, we're physical, we like playing defense, we like boxing out. Sometimes we just go a little stagnant on offense, and it seems to really hurt us in those big games.
There it is. Tyler Herbster joining us, Riverside boys coach, coming off the loss to Mar Hill Mounts Academy. But again, back-to-back impressive wins last week against Horton and then back to it on Friday at home against Jefferson County North. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you.